Hockey players are tough, that's a given. And with the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs underway, it's not uncommon for players to play through injuries that would bench the rest of us. Even so, it's not every day that a hockey player ends a game with a 9-tooth deficit. NPR's Gemma Hooley brings us this story, a story guaranteed to make a dentist cringe.
Oh, no, it's an accident. It's an accident.
Washington Capitals forward Éric Bélanger is the first to call it an accident. In a playoff game against the Montreal Canadiens Friday night, an opponent's stick connected with Bélanger's mouth at full swing.
The stick, he made a pass and the stick just came up and I felt my teeth shatter right away and now I knew I was in trouble.
Big collision at center. Éric Bélanger lost his helmet and he is down. Éric Bélanger down on the ice, a center ice collision, and the whistle has stopped the play.
As Bélanger knelt on the ice and saw the blood, he knew he was hurt. He also knew he wanted to keep playing. What he did next led to one of the more gruesome replays in recent hockey history.
Still trying to sort it out. We mentioned Éric Bélanger getting clipped by that high stick from Marc-Andre Bergeron. Here's what happened. Bergeron through the middle of the ice and it takes Bélanger's helmet off. Now watch this. This is a bit tough to watch, but Bélanger pulls out his own tooth on the bench.
Talk about taking one for the team. On TV, viewers saw Bélanger reach in, pull out a bloody tooth, and present it solemnly to the team trainer like a small enamel trophy. Then he went to the locker room where team dentist Thomas Lenz peered at the ruins in his mouth.
I said, you know, Eric, this is something we can handle. You know, it'll be all right. There were multiple lacerations. Lots of teeth were damaged, but I said, we'll get you through it. In fact, we can probably do something to even get you back on the ice right now, which he was happy about.
Pumped with Novocaine and with more than 30 sutures to stop the bleeding, Bélanger rejoined the game. He'd barely missed a shift. On Saturday morning after practice, he faced the media pale and swollen.
I'll try the best I can.
Pausing every few words to feel around his mouth with his tongue, Bélanger itemized the damage through split and bloodied lips.
Stitches and 6-7 missing teeth. It was a long night, and you know, especially with the loss, it makes it a lot tougher to digest this morning.
6 or 7 missing teeth was merely the battlefield assessment. After 3 hours in Lenz's dentist chair on Saturday afternoon, the tally rose.
I think we have 9 teeth to either replace or do some serious work on. And we got him to the point yesterday where, you know, everything is stable and he should be fine until we get the time to really fix it properly.
That time is after the season. Right now, Bélanger is in Montreal for tonight's Game 6 against the Canadiens. He's hoping the Tooth Fairy will bring him the Stanley Cup. For NPR News, I'm Gemma Hooley.